Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com, and I am Joel Pearl, and I am joined with I don't even need to tell you who he is. I mean, he's...
It's so freeing to not do one of these with Sean Ross Sapp.
Isn't it so much better?
Constrictive in, like, a Geraldo sense, and I always get, any scoops? Any scoops, brother? And I'm like, yeah, Tito Santana is Mexican. Like, what do you want from me? Leave me alone. He's it's almost like moss or like mold in a bathroom. Yeah. And you, my dear friend, today are the new caulking. So welcome.
Wonderful. It's RJ City. RJ.
It is. Hello to all of you. Where does this air? Local affiliates?
Yes. We'll probably hit CTV.
Yeah. Is this your CanCon?
Yes, these are the requirements.
You'll do an interview with, like, a Danhausen or something, and then you're like, we need 15 minutes with RJ to balance it out.
Yeah. Actually, we had Channing. Channing was like, Channing Decker says, I got 5 minutes, and I'm like, perfect.
Oh,
Channing,
so busy. Channing, we're so busy in this world today.
He sat
there.
Put
down your phone.
Hold on. We got to sit. Channing, I got to put him over because
call me on and put someone else over. That's great.
5 minutes and 1 second, and he's up and gone. Like, he nailed his time.
Such a professional.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. We're here at Greektown Wrestling.
Yes.
Where tonight, RJ City, who was a Greektown regular, made his triumphant return as the mystery opponent for Impact Wrestling's Bhupinder Gujjar.
Yeah, and then I guess I'm irregular.
Yeah.
I had a lot of raw kale, and it is rough. But I don't think you're depicting it correctly. I played a role, and that role was his babyface. And I played it well. I played it to the hilt, as they say. And now I'm me. Now I've stepped away from the character. I'm happy to talk about it, but, personally, it's, the lights are off. And this is for fun.
Yeah.
But the show's over.
We're after the show. Yeah. They're tearing down behind us. You can't see it, but they are.
Beautiful shot. Thanks for picking this locale.
This is perfect.
Yeah, this is great.
Are you kidding me? We got in tight. We really wanted to get in.
When the world ends, this is the place I want to be.
Yes. It's been
really
hot.
This looks like the beginning of a show on a CW, because a bunch of people had to run into a dome.
Do you know how many people, younger people, whose eyes you've opened to the most irrelevant and irregular television?
To Van Johnson and to Norman Fell and to Kay Ballard, who we are not talking about enough. Desi didn't just produce I Love Lucy. First of all, if we can laud Desi Arnaz a little bit.
Sure.
Also produced Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah.
The original, obviously.
The original.
Yeah.
Not a small feat. And they did a wonderful show called The Mothers-in-Law with Kay Ballard and Eve Arden. And Eve Arden's most famous film role is...
I don't know.
The principal in the movie Grease.
Wow.
Yeah. If you can't be a jock, you can be an athletic supporter. You remember her famous...
I haven't...
The cameraman does, and I have a feeling I should have been talking to him.
Well, listen.
Kay Ballard, Eve Arden, they're mothers-in-law. They don't like each other, but their children got married, so then they hang out together. Wonderful show. And it also has... Talk about topical, Roger C. Carmel. And, I saw that trending a while ago. Roger C., number one in the U.S.
What the hell?
You want to talk about, can we talk about what a scam trending is?
Oh my God, that's garbage.
No one understands. It's all a ratio to who was not talking about you before, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So people, I'm sure weather is like constantly. Sure, people are talking about the weather all the time.
Especially
so
here,
it'll never be trending because it's at the same level it always is. It's August. It's hot. People say the word hot. I'm sure constantly.
Yeah.
On Twitter, but let's say there's a Roger C. Carmel scandal. No one's talking about him. Then everyone's talking about him. 12 people are talking about him.
But it blows up in your algorithm.
But
that's
from
right.
0 to 12, they're like, hey, Roger C. Carmel. And then he's like, whoa, trending number one. And then you click. You've ever seen people, wrestlers do this a lot? They'll post this screenshot of them or something trending.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on their For You tab.
Yes.
Read.
Yes.
Look at what the algorithm is giving you.
Have you ever sat back, RJ?
No.
That's true. You're a man on the fly. I'm the yes. go. But have you ever thought about your demographic?
Yeah, my demographic is dead.
It's an unfortunate reality.
If you buried your grandparents within the past 3 to 5 years, know that they would have been very big fans of mine.
We're already off the rails and we've only just begun.
Well, it's true, though. It's true. I made some joke the other day. I like to live tweet Dynamite. I like to live tweet Rampage. Sometimes I think I work there. And I made a joke about Beretta, not Trent Beretta, the Robert Blake show with the parrot, Beretta. And then I'm like, and of course I made it, and people thought I was talking about Trent Beretta. And I'm like, no, this is nothing. And then I'm like, who is this for? What am I doing? Why don't I just have a burner? And then only I follow the burner so I can read the jokes and go, I got it. And the people who get it, like a Mario Cantone, for example, or a Mark Blutman, who's a wonderful guy. I want to say hello to him. He produced Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that show.
And, like, those people get it, but then they don't watch wrestling. So they don't get the other half.
I was going to ask you. You're definitely... do you think that you're maybe bringing in a group of people, maybe a demographic that's not in the wrestling sphere?
I've heard this. I'm counting now. I've heard this 7 times.
Okay.
My wife does not like wrestling. She loves AEW.
Yes.
And I'm dead serious. And I'm like, that makes me so happy. I only care, like, wrestling fans. I like this. Well, what do I care? You're a wrestling fan. The bar is on the ground. When someone who doesn't like wrestling is like, that was great. I don't even know. And then they become fans of those people, fans of Danhausen. Someone became a fan of Taz the other week. Imagine.
That's how you become a fan of Taz.
It's
huh?
so great. And it makes me so happy. And then it brings in new weird people. And then they check out the show. And then I feel like I'm doing my job. And, you know, when it comes to renew my contract, and they say, why should we? And I say, but 6 wives are now watching that were not watching before.
Listen, it's a demographic that is very much sought after. There are absolutely the partners of these wrestling fans who are needing to come in. We can double, well, maybe not double, like add a 64th of the numbers based on these people
and I
watching
say,
your show.
You know, wrestling is like, really, it should be the ultimate variety show. Tony and everyone at AEW seems to understand that. I guess, in the freak show portion, I'm in the corner by myself and you give me a nickel and I rattle off these jokes about Beretta.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's the there is something for everyone. You have to be flexible enough. It's not like, oh, we have 8 hours of content. Well, if it's all the same, it's horrible. I'm done after 40 minutes. But when you have a smorgasbord of content, then, you know,
a little bit of cheese,
yep. A little mustard for you.
Yes.
So, yeah. So was that, yeah.
Have you considered maybe, since AEW has become such a popular program,
A juggernaut, a huge
platform, have you considered maybe bringing your talents to behind the commentary desk?
I mean, it's not my call. I mean, considered it as in daydreamed about it?
Yes.
Yeah. Go like, hey, that would be fun. I'm not going to call up anyone. If they wanted to, if they thought it was a good idea, there's people who are more successful than me, who have more experience and have more money. And if they think it's a good idea, and then I would go, well, they're onto something.
So you've been really, really popular in the talking sphere, in the podcast sphere, in the content sphere.
Right, because I'm doing your job for you.
You've
asked three questions, and I've talked for 18 minutes.
This is perfect. That's all I need. It makes me look great. Thank you. I want to ask, because
just
there are
ask.
People like
There's
me.
A tip. Interviewer to interviewer, just ask the question.
So now I'm going
to
ask that same question. What is it that if you're dealing, or if you are a newer interviewer in the sphere, wrestling or not, doesn't matter, what's the trick? What gets you to be that engaging, and how do you get the best out of your interview?
I think you need... Wait, how do you get the best out of your interviewer?
Out of your interviewee.
Interviewee.
Yes.
So I'm the host of the show. You're asking me for advice.
I'm asking you for
Because this
advice.
Is... How
it's
long is this going to last?
Listen.
What is this? The Pearl Hour?
Yeah.
The Oyster. Open up the Oyster. What is the name of this program?
Don't give Sean fodder for me, okay?
What do you need to do? I think you need to connect with them
on
an emotional level. And you need to... I do my research. As ridiculous as my show is, I have right now 50 pages of notes of interviews that have not happened yet because I will scour and I will dig and I will go, if they don't have a Wikipedia, I have to go to Cage Match and I have to scroll and look for the one weird thing. IMDb is a godsend.
Yeah.
Every wrestler has done a B horror movie they don't want to talk about and it's just amazing. And... Yeah, that's just do your research. Don't think you can call me in and go, oh, who trained you? Like, no one gives a shit. What is wrong with you? Give that, like, you want to take people, you want to take the guest to a place that was in their head that they didn't realize was even there. You know, like when I told Taz that he dropped two matches to Jim Powers. And he said, I did. And then he's like, oh, I did. And then this world opened up, and it's 1993 all over again.
In my defense, prepping for you absolutely couldn't happen because you just kind of showed up as a big, mystery
And I
guy,
also,
right?
I treated this as kind of like he's an intern. Like, this is like a college project kind of thing.
This is great.
Where I'm like, I assume I'll have to sign some sort of endorsement sheet.
Yeah.
He did this for 4 hours. This is community service or whatever.
This is, thank you.
That kind of thing. So I feel like I'm giving back. I'll certainly be writing this off.
This is charity work for you.
I think so. I'm a professional. Wearing Converse. You're dressed like a background actor on Boy Meets World. Shout out to the great Mark Blutman.
Thank you. At least you brought it back. I think, I don't even know what to ask you anymore.
You've
taken me through a ride.
Callbacks.
Jesus.
We went from Roger C. Carmel to Jim Powers. And really the only question is, why are you here?
I was here to
yeah, you should have just tested the audio and went for a walk, had a sandwich or read a book or something.
I mean, listen, the sandwich would have been nice tonight. They had pizza.
They did? Yeah, nobody told me.
I saw Jock Sampson, who was on the card, just walking around with pizza.
Yes,
I'm like,
and
I just took it.
He oils himself. People have baby oil, wow, but Jock has olive oil from the pizza.
Good for
you
him.
You get him a slice of pepperoni, and he's got a sheen to him.
Was this your first match back since
the last time I wrestled was before the pandemic at Creektown against Daniel Garcia.
And I was there.
You were
it
there?
It was in a basement in a church. That was the different from the
different
regular
times.
Venue.
Yeah.
And it was a very different match. But this was your first match back tonight.
Well, I mean, this isn't me. This tonight was not me. I was playing a role.
You're playing a role.
Right?
But the figure in front of me,
sure,
was in the ring doing the moves as you were.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't say that to Bobby Cannavale, perhaps, when he's playing Ricky Roma in Glengarry Glen Ross opposite Al Pacino, who didn't play the Ricky Roma. He played the Shelley the Machine Levine role when I saw it on Broadway, and he wore these odd orthopedic shoes, and I don't know if they were a character choice or they were just him, but it's very distracting, and I hope he gets it looked at. But you wouldn't say that to Bobby. You would talk about the character. You would say, Ricky Roma, tell me about Ricky Roma. And, you know, I'm an actor. I'm an actor. I'm an artist. And I'm a rock on tour.
So what is the baby face in this case?
Well, you know, it's something missing nowadays. I don't have it anymore. Everyone's angry. Everyone's spitting and pointing like this. I don't point.
No.
It's rude. Yeah. Look at this.
It's true. That's very unappealing.
Oh, my God. It's rude. And then when I point at someone, I go like this, and they respect me.
I do the two fingers.
The two-finger salute?
Yeah, I do the two fingers.
Yeah, I'll show you a way to stick it like that.
I usually don't go around.
Right.
People get a little offended when you go around the
back. Right, and then Corey and Sean are like, that guy's a bully.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not the bully, but let's just end it
the
on that.
The world needs baby faces.
It does. And
right?
RJ City, you are...
No, I'm not a baby face. I'm playing a baby face. We established this already. I'm a broadcast journalist.
I really wish you had let me finish my sentence.
Yeah.
You are
playing go ahead.
The predominant role of a baby face, and you're playing it to a T.
This is one of those... word fridge magnet sentences.
Yeah, did it work?
Just you strung words together and you ended on a period.
Yeah.
And congrats for doing that.
Thank you.
Because it's mainly been commas.
Is there anything
and
else?
Yes, I have some plugs.
Yep, there it is.
If you want
to get there.
If you want to see me all September, I think the 7th through to the 18th, I will be at Merv Griffin's Star Card Casino. It's a resort. It's in Atlantic City, and it is a hoot. I will be opening for the wonderful Diane Carroll, and she has a steak show like you cannot believe. You're going to love it. And I mean, I'll do a little soft shoe, but I'm not going to make a whole thing out of it.
Hey W also airs on YouTube. I'll do the plugs for him.
Every Sunday morning at the crack of dawn.
RJ City, I'm Joel Pearl. We're out, I guess.
Yes, we are.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.